here in Junction City, man. It's been there for like 2-3 years.
You think so?
Is that Walmart
policy? I've worked there. I've worked there in pets, and it pecks open the bags of bird seed. It gets over in the sinks where the fish are and gets water. It gets water when they water outside the plants. It never flies out of the garden area. Sometimes it'll fly around in the store and peck open bags of bread.
Yeah, isn't that not good?
Well, I mean, the Walmart would probably like it to leave, but it's not going to die. It eats good in there, so it's not going to go nowhere.
Can't you try to capture it or something?
They've tried, man. They can't get it out of there.
Wow.
The one here in town's been there, like I said, about 3 years.
I don't know. You would think you would bring an exterminator or somebody, because surely, I mean, the bird's eating well, then it's, you know, digesting and excreting well, too, you know? It might
yeah,
be...
Yeah, but usually if you go out here, it's usually right around the garden area, because it can get the fresh air. And, it, you know, they can't stop them from coming in and out because, you know, people come in and out through the garden area where it's open.
Yeah, this one was hanging out in the garden area, too. This is odd.
Yeah, because that's where all the food is, pets, everything's back there.
You would think that it would get drawn over to the produce section. Don't birds like lettuce and...
No, that's rabbits.
And fruits?
That's rabbits.
All right, I'm just envisioning a bird crapping on a banana or something,
but
you know, and someone putting that in their mouth.
There's never been anybody get pooped on in there that I know of in this Walmart.
That's a good streak they got going on, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the one that's lived in this one's lived here, like I said, for about 3 years.
Well, nice, man. We appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya. 3 years. Now, that seems like a bit much.
You think you could get it out in 3 years?
Stooks in the morning, what do you think about trying to get the bird out of Walmart?
Yeah, they do sell shotguns in Walmart. Just get rid of that goddamn bird once and for all.
Yeah, you think on the like during the overnight or something they should just whip it out? Or you think are you trying to engage a customer to go do that?
Well, you know, if it ain't going to start paying rent, just kill the damn thing. Get a customer to do it. One of their security guards, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to buy like a actual firearm, but you could get, you know, a pellet gun or something and take it out.
Right. Why you got to go all sixth grade girl on it?
Yes, dude.
He's already worried about getting arrested. You know, shooting a legitimate firearm off in Walmart might get you in more trouble than, you know, shooting a pellet gun or something.
Yeah, but it would make a hell of a story, wouldn't it?
It would, but at this point in my life, I'm not feeling that I need the jail enhancement just yet.
All right.
I'll let you know in a little bit. When I'm ready to get there, I'll announce it, and then I'll go bird hunting at Walmart.
Everyone
can come watch. But I'm still together there. I'm still all right.
All right. Well, you know, it happens.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think about the bird living in Walmart?
Well, that's got to be some sort of health code issue. I don't know. That just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
Especially if it's like the grocery store, super Walmart type.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, where there's open food and everything out there. Yeah, yeah, we just heard that there's one in the Junction City Walmart that's been there for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't get a bird out of your store? Is it that hard? Are birds that elusive of an animal? I mean, obviously they are, but
I think
there's got to be a way
together,
to get it out.
If you work together, you can probably get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little bit bigger than the bird.
You're expecting people at Walmart to work together?
I know there's one at Home Depot.
What's that?
My husband and I were at Home Depot, and there was a bird in the toilet aisle. I was like, told this guy, I go, there's a bird in your store. Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's been here for a while.
At least they've trained it to use the can, I guess.
Yeah.